Wow.
Hey, Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Yes! An iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Yeah!
This is so exciting.
So, we are scrubbing in today. Becca is still out of town. She will be back next week. We miss you. But today I have two of my best friends scrubbing in here. We have Sophia Carson.
Hi.
And Paulina Char.
Hi.
Woo! Of course, we have Mark over here.
Hi, thank you.
We have Easton here as well. So gang's all here. And we are just post-Grammy Day.
Tanya made her worldwide television debut yesterday.
Yes, she did.
Tell us, we need to hear all about that, because I know the Scrubbing In fans were all over social media talking about you, watching you, and so excited for you.
Including my sister and
I.
Yes,
I know.
Number one fans.
Literally, you guys, like, it's overwhelming the amount of, like, support and love I get from my friends. Like, it's really, and my family and, like, our listeners. Like, it's just the craziest, like, feeling. Like, so I wrapped the whole day. Mind you, it was, like, a 12-hour day yesterday. And I went over to their house because we were going to go to the after party together. And literally, I just wanted to cry because
we
just
did cry a little bit.
Yeah,
a little
bit. I almost started, and they were like, "Don't do it because you have your makeup. We have to go somewhere." But it was just like so much support and love. And
your
it's
makeup
like,
that's still on, by the way.
It is still on. May it's I just say she looks flawless for literally not having an hour of sleep.
Wow. Appreciate
How do you do
that.
This? Because this is a talent. You need to do this more often. It really suits you.
Really?
Yeah.
I may be disguising it on the outside, but internally I'm I'm hurting a little
You're
bit.
You're hurting a little bit.
Yeah. You're gonna crash really
I
soon.
Did not sleep one not minute one last
you
night.
You got back from the after party
the Republic
at
after party.
2 yeah. and then thought, well, I'm just going to go to work.
Yeah.
And then we saw you at like 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit earlier. I was here before 4.
Okay.
Oof. Oof. Oh, that's rough.
It was rough.
That's rough.
But like, it's like you have to go.
Yeah.
It was such a great day. Like I was so happy that I was like,
adrenaline
was going. And I just like, it was fun. We had fun.
We did have fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun night.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
It was cute. Like I'm usually really bad at parties. Especially like business parties, but we like had fun.
Yeah.
It was like an enjoyable,
it was
really,
really
fun,
fun
night. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, the Grammys is like awesome because people are like chill.
Yeah. And
everyone's
happy and celebrating and just celebrating music and people that, you know, we've known for years. So it's cool.
It is so cool. It is. What was your favorite part?
Of the Grammys?
Or of
the after party?
The party.
I think like catching up with Joe, Sabrina, Haley, like having all of us on the table, it was cool. Because like we see each other at events and such, but never for like a long period of time. And everyone was kind of just there, like hanging out, talking, catching up. It was cool.
Yeah.
Also going out, the three of us. We
That's
haven't
true.
Done that in so long.
Yeah.
Going out, period.
I'm really happy that you guys are on because we get a lot of messages in our Facebook group about like our friendship.
Aww.
And like wanting to know kind of like what we do together and like how
what we do together is we work out and
we sit on a couch,
go to our couch and watch Netflix and order food.
I know, but the thing I think that we don't realize is like how unique it is to have such strong friendships.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
it's
rare.
Such a blessing.
And I think that's what a lot of the listeners that listen to this podcast like, they feel like they're hanging out with their friends, and I think a lot of people crave that and they really want to build that. And so I think that's definitely what I want to touch on. But getting back to last night, I hadn't seen Joe Jonas in a minute.
I hadn't seen him. I ran into him the other day, but we haven't hung out with him since like the VMAs.
I think the VMAs
maybe?
Like a year and a half ago.
I was like,
years ago.
I miss you.
Yeah. And him and Sophie are the. Oh,
Sophie's so fun.
I feel like we really like Sophie's just the funnest.
Yeah,
she's awesome. Yeah.
We kind of like brought her into the group
totally.
Last night.
No, she was
yeah.
great. She was great.
I sent Ryan a picture of Joe and I, and I was like, "Look, we're gonna have him back, baby, real soon," because he's like that,
and he's so talented. Like I let him and Nick, my hat's off to them. They're so amazing.
And like so nice.
And good. Yeah, just good guys.
Yeah.
Good guys.
We love you, Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Okay. So for the listeners, where should we start, Mark?
Yes, Mark, tell us.
I mean, there's so many places. Is there anything else you want to say about yesterday, about how it all went with the pre-show?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, the pre-show. Let's go with the pre-show first.
You look stunning.
Thank
oh my
you.
God.
I felt really comfortable.
You could tell.
Like, I felt really great. I prepped really, like, a lot, and television is a different
Animal.
Behemoth than radio.
Yeah.
for sure. Because like,
and
when,
live television.
Yeah. When we're doing radio, we're just kind of like chilling. Like I'm just kind of sitting here like this, yeah. you know. And when you're on TV, you have to like sit up straight and have your hands crossed. And like you be mindful of your face. I'm
of
also
everything.
Realizing like
That's
my face goes
true.
A little cray. And I have to.
We all know that.
You also forget to blink.
Totally. When I get really excited, I'm like this. Like I just get like all wide, and I'm realizing that. Like,
that's a great point. When you're not talking on the radio, you don't exist on the radio. But on TV, you have to always be worried about your hands,
everything.
Your legs, your body, your head, your posture.
Totally.
Your face.
And then I'm like, do I look at them? Do I look at the camera? Do I look at them? Or do I look at the camera?
Yeah.
It's a lot going on in your head.
There's a lot going on. Plus, also, like, you have people in your ear talking.
Yes.
Four people around you talking to you. Like it's a lot happening.
Yeah. And in the after party, they had the FBI or what are the things?
IMP.
The
FBI.
They had them in both of my ears because the party was so loud that they wanted the noise. They wanted to completely block out all the noise. And I like Justin was sitting right next to me.
And you had no idea.
I was like, you could be speaking a different language. I literally can't hear you. Like, I have no idea what you're
saying.
That's
terrifying.
Yeah, it was crazy. But it was awesome.
But you couldn't hear him in your IFB? Because
no, he wasn't talking in his mic. He just wanted to like talk off mic, you know? And I was like, I just don't even talk to me.
Let's talk about the color of your legs.
I'm done.
I have to tell you guys.
I'm done.
I saw them on TV. They did not look like that in real life.
No, Tanya.
You were very tan.
We had a lengthy discussion, but I think you looked gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Like, it was golden, but it was glowing.
I appreciate
it
that.
Really
it was a little
you.
Strong.
It was strong.
It was strong.
It was strong. You couldn't miss them for sure.
Ryan thought I was wearing tights.
Yeah. I did too.
You did too?
Oh, yeah. Because I had seen the social media post before I turned on the TV, and the chatter was all about the color of your legs. So I was like, oh, that's it. And I said, oh, they're wrong. She's wearing tights or something. There's clearly an explanation for what's happening here.
Let me just tell you, it takes a lot. Like, there was a lot of work going into those legs.
Yeah, but it didn't look like that in real life. That's what's so crazy. I saw him back on the television. I was like, whoa.
I was all for it.
Yeah, I loved it. You were tan and glowing.
I was a Grammy.
She was a Grammy.
She just embodied my Grammy.
Yeah, she just embodied the Grammy. That was what she was.
You did.
Yeah. So,
We took home a Grammy last night, apparently. We have Tanya.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, yesterday was like,
can we talk about
a dream.
That was great. It was a dream.
The color of your legs.
Yeah. The color of my legs.
When she came to our house, we were like, so how was it? Because I think the most important thing is sometimes you get to live moments that are something that you've always dreamed of, but sometimes it isn't exactly what you dreamt of. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it was just the most fun. Ever, which is the most
fun.
Important thing. That means
and getting to do. I mean, Brad Goreski, one of my
your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like a dream. Like he was like, "Are you kidding? That we are like
doing this
together." Like,
I mean, it's the Grammys. Like,
yeah,
you hosted the red carpet for the Grammy Awards.
That's crazy.
The world saw you.
Did he have good feedback for you afterwards, Brad?
Well, he called me, but I was in a meeting, and I've just been at work all day.
So you haven't talked to him.
No,
wow.
I've been here ever since I went to. Didn't go to bed.
I've been here ever since. Like, you've been up for over 24 hours.
Yeah, it's all good though.
Or any random people you heard from that saw it, like people from high school or just random people
but
in your
course,
life?
Like people in my life, they're going to be like, you're so good.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
But no surprises.
No.
No boys that you were excited to hear from.
No boys.
Although, okay, can we just tell you something? We've been living in our apartment building for like a few years now. We've never met a single
Not
boy.
Not one guy.
Tanya literally shows up to our apartment and she goes, I just met a guy in the elevator. He just DM'd me. He shows me his
like,
phone.
Got his number already messaging.
And
I was like,
we've literally been in this elevator every day of our lives for the last 4 years.
Not one guy.
Met a boy who's older than 12 years old. Like, I'm like, what is
or
that?
Or they're
mean?
Like,
or they're 80.
Or they're 80.
Yeah, like 80 or 12.
Yeah, I was like, look at this guy. He's in your building. How cute is he?
He literally slid into her DMs that
like
night.
Like 2 minutes later.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because it was awkward. I didn't want to give him my number, so I was just like, DM me. My name's Tanya Rad.
I was dying.
This is 2019 dating.
Literally.
Yeah.
We have so much to talk about.
Yes.
Another thing we need to get to is your experience at the boot camp, Barry's boot camp the other day.
Oh, yeah, we can get to that.
We need to talk to our guests, really, more than anything else. But
you
first,
have a fantastic voice.
Oh, thank
right?
you very much.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he reads all of our listener emails because it's very soothing and they really enjoy hearing. Yeah.
They enjoy it. Yeah,
thank
we enjoy
you.
It as well.
Very nice. But first, we should really talk about Open Fit because it's the best way to get in shape.
Great. So OpenFit takes all of the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. So everyone's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, which is why it is personalized to your needs with custom original content. Amazing trainers and classes, OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world, and these trainers know how to get you quick results. They have access anywhere and anytime, and results you can see. You can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. So you guys can try the Extend Bar with trainer Andrea Rogers. She's helped countless people lose weight, sculpt lean muscle, and build strength without bulk. It only takes 30 days to feel a difference, so OpenFit has changed the way that I work out. You can use our code Becca and join on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code Becca and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. So right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. Text the word Becca to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text Becca to 303030.
So the way we do this is we end with everyone saying Becca at the same Becca. Time. So I'm going to set it up for you. So what should we text to 303030?
Becca!
Oh, that was
we
nice.
We were like almost harmonized.
Almost.
Guys,
and
I'm
sleep number is really weighing on me too. So let's talk about them.
Okay, so maybe you've considered a sleep number bed, but thought that you can't afford one. But can you really afford another restless night's sleep? I'm going to say no on that. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep. Now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $899.
Wow.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for over there, Mark. You need to feel the difference. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on side to side. So it's perfect for both of you. The Sleep Number 360 beds, smart beds, are so smart that they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. And Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. So come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. So Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/Becca. Find the one nearest near you. That's sleepnumber.com/Becca.
That wasn't as strong, that one. Yeah. The first one was a little better.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Like I'll make it up next time.
That was a mouthful. That was impressive.
Yeah. Okay. Where do we start?
What do you want to talk about?
Should we talk about how, like, we all became friends?
That's a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
So it was my first award show, my first red carpet.
It was
I had just finished shooting Descendants, and it was the RDMAs, like, 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with
more.
Maybe more. I was with one of the heads of our label, and you were with them as well. You were their guest, I think.
Uh-huh.
So we were sitting, I think it was like second row or something like that. And I, all of a sudden, this beautiful blonde in a white dress sits right next to us. And we just start singing along to every single song. I remember it was like Shawn Mendes, mm-hmm. Ari, Charlie. It was like all these amazing. And we just bonded over the fact that we knew every single song. And we just clicked. Just something happened.
We totally just clicked.
It was immediate.
It was a vibe.
Yeah. I remember the whole concert. We just had the best time. And then we just kind of would run into each other in events here and there. And then we were always in touch, Tanya and I. And I remember one day we had lunch at Zinc.
Yeah, that was...
No, but T and I would hang out. We would work out together.
No, that was before that. That was before that. Way before that, we would see her at, like, remember we saw the DNCE album release party?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something else. And then we had lunch at Zinc on a random Saturday. I think you had just started doing a cleanse. I remember we ordered our bowl. But you ordered it with, like, no rice.
Oh, yeah,
my candida cleanse. We're doing your cleanse. And we bonded over that we eat healthy and we like working out. And then I think I went out of town and you guys started going boxing together.
Yeah.
Yeah, box and burn.
Yeah.
Doing box and burn while I was gone. And then it was just, honestly, it was just... almost as if we had known each other our whole lives. It was never like we're getting close. It was like almost, it was pretty instant.
The thing that's really beautiful about you guys is that, like, you're actually sisters and you're actually best friends.
I know.
That's really
it's
special.
Rare.
Don't you think it's rare?
I dream of that for my daughters.
Yeah. Oh, how old are your daughters?
12 and 9.
That's going to happen. We're 2.5 years apart.
Oh, good. I hope so.
And, you know, I don't know if they get along now. Growing up, we didn't necessarily get along.
I didn't really like
them. Yeah, I was always
kind of
weird.
Well, they get along very well so far.
Oh, that's great.
But
that's great.
Now we're
it's only going to get better.
It's not going to flip at some point?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
No.
For us, when I went away to college and I moved here to LA is when we got the closest.
Yeah.
We got the closest. But yeah, I'm the luckiest person in the world.
I think it's really special because it's like your family, but you're best friends. You don't have to be best friends with your family.
It's true.
It's a choice.
And we forget that. Like every time we meet people, they're like, you guys are that close for real? And I'm like, I forget how rare and how weird that is, but we genuinely are.
Yeah.
And like, you guys know me, I literally have no friends. Like I have Tanya and I have my sister, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Like,
I really infiltrated the sisterhood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can I get in on this? Call me Carson.
She's Carson. And she also looks more like my mom and my sister than I do. So it works out perfectly.
Yeah, Sophia's the like adopted
true.
One.
True. But do you know what I actually want you to talk about?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked about how you got your first role as Evie?
Gosh, it's been a while since I have.
Because it's really cool.
I love those stories.
Yeah. And it's how she told my mom and I is really cool as well.
Because it's one of those things where it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And you got to keep pursuing your dreams.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so I want you to tell it because it's really special.
Sure, sure. Oh my gosh, how far back do I go? Okay, I'll
go all the way back.
I want to know.
Because you grew up in Florida?
I grew up in Miami. Yeah. Okay. I was born in Fort Lauderdale, grew up in Miami, and I literally... Like, I have videos of when I was
two, maybe.
And I genuinely don't remember a time in my life where I wasn't completely sure that I was meant to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm.
In any capacity, I knew it was part of who I am. The first song I ever learned was Don't Cry For Me, Argentina by Evita. So I was very dramatic at a very young age. So my whole life, and I'm so grateful for my parents and my family and my mom because they never made it seem impossible. You know what I mean? Like it never seemed like an impossible dream. And they were always literally, you know, I'm cheesy, the wind beneath my wings. So guys, growing up, I was always a nerd. And I know.
Very cheesy.
Yeah.
Was always a nerd and I was always loved school, weirdly. Well, actually,
yeah,
proudly.
Fun fact, Sophia is like super smart.
Oh, thank you.
Went to UCLA.
Yeah, I was super nerdy, like the biggest geek. But outside of school, they would call me Hannah Montana in high school, which is, I don't think you knew that because when I started traveling.
Wait, I didn't know this either.
Yeah, when I started traveling in high school to LA in junior year, people had no idea. I also didn't have many friends, nor would I talk about that I loved singing and music. I was always kind of known as like the nerd who had glasses and, you know, was always very quiet. So when I had to ask permission to go to LA for a month to record music, they were like, yeah, right, Sophia. And I remember the first time they ever heard me perform was at my senior year talent show. When I was about to graduate, they were like, oh, this is what she wants to do. Then I moved here. I went to UCLA because, you know, education was always really important to me and to my parents. And the deal was go to school and pursue this at the same time, which I'm so grateful for. So I went to UCLA to study communications. And I met my acting agents, WME, William Morrison. Her name was Nicole David. And you haven't met her yet, T, but she's this incredible, she's this legendary woman. She used to rep Patrick Swayze, Whitney Houston. These incredible talents. And
how did you meet her?
I met her through my music manager. They shared a client together, and she agreed to meet with me, and we clicked, and I was lucky enough that she saw something in me, and she signed me to WME. But as you know, like music was always my first love. I was always performing, and I acted growing up, but music was always my love, so acting was something new to me. And I started going on auditions, and I went on over 200 auditions over 2 years. And I was going to school as well.
200 auditions.
Over 200, yeah.
She would do like a few a day.
I would do a few a day while also going to school.
And no callbacks.
Yeah, I would get called back pretty often, luckily, but, you know, I wouldn't get a job. But I never saw it that way. I don't know if it was something that my mom told me before I moved to LA. It was, you know, treat every audition as basically an opportunity just to leave an impression, not as a closed door or not like a no. Like I never saw the fact that I didn't get the job as a no. And I truly felt like I was learning how to act on camera, all these things with every audition. And I think a year in, I went on my first audition for Disney Channel. And I think a few months after that, I got called back to audition for a top secret project that they weren't releasing any information on. And sometimes, as you'll probably hear this from other actors in the business, but when shows are, you know, when companies are really invested in a TV show or in a movie, they don't like to release much information about it. So they like, we'll make up a script. What was it called? It was called Off the Aisle.
Off the Aisle.
Off the Aisle. And my character's name was Gigi. And it was basically a school of like preppy princes and princesses and misfits come in, kind of like what Descendants is about. I auditioned for that and got called back. And I walked into the room and Kenny Ortega was sitting in the room and they hadn't released that information either. It was super top secret and my jaw was on the floor. And he had me sing for him. He had me dance for him, improvise a few things. And I remember I walked out the room and I was like, I called my mom and I was like, honestly, it doesn't matter what happens after this. Just to be in that room was such an honor. And then we got a call saying that I didn't get the role because I was too inexperienced, which makes sense. I had never done anything before. Cut to a month or two later, I was auditioning for a guest role on Dove Cameron's show, Liv and Maddie. And I got a call back for that. I met Dove. We did a chemistry read. And then it was the following week, and I was in final exams at UCLA. And I had just finished, I think, one of my Comm 101 final exams. I get into my car, and my agent calls me. And at that time, my mom and my sister are flying to Los Angeles. She had applied to school at Loyola Marymount University, and she was coming in for her interview. And my agent calls me and she's kind of quiet on the phone and she's like, you got the part. And in my mind, there was no way I was going to get Descendants. Like that to me was just like the most far off, the craziest thing to ever happen. In my mind, I got the guest role. And I was like, oh, that's so cool, Julie. That's awesome. When do we start? And she's like, no. No, you don't understand. Like you got Descendants. And I remember I just broke into tears and I couldn't call my mom or my sister because
we were on a
plane.
Oh yeah.
I called my dad and my dad, I remember he was running around the house with our dog Gigi and he was like, Gigi, she got the part. And then I called my grandparents and none of us really, I think at the moment, understood what that meant.
Yeah.
Like we knew it was, obviously it was my first job. Yeah. We knew it was going to start things, but not to the extent that it changed my life. And I went to pick them up at the airport and I found a piece of paper in my car and I found a Sharpie and I wrote, I got the part. And as they walked out, I was holding the sign. I was jumping up and down. And I remember when I was sitting there, there was a guy next
to
me.
I have that picture still.
And I remember, I think I told you this, he was like, what do you mean you got the part?
Yeah. Are you like teary-eyed?
A little bit, yeah.
That's so sweet.
That's a great story.
Thank you. And I remember there was a gentleman next to me and he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I just got this amazing role on Disney. And he probably didn't believe me. He was like, this girl is crazy. And my mom and sister walked out and I was like, I got the part. And they also thought that it was
the guest role.
Yeah. Like, none of us ever thought Descendants was possible. We're like, yeah, right, Sophia. And we talk a lot. And my sister talks a lot. Like she's not usually quiet. And she was just fully mute. Our car ride, like everybody was pretty quiet. And I was like, what's wrong?
Well, because in my mind, the only like Kenny Ortega reference was High School Musical and Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
crazy.
I was like, you're doing what? Also, Zac Efron was
goals. Yeah,
he's my everything.
Still,
I think you had
still
a cutout of him at the house.
A
life size cutout that was kind of scary at night. But and she was completely quiet until we were pulling up to the apartment and she goes, "Oh my God, your face is going to be in a lunchbox." And that's when it hit us.
Yes.
And we were like, oh my God. And that, I guess it sounds silly, but that's what the extent of what this meant. Like, and then we got the lunchbox.
A year later,
we got the lunchbox.
And like an action figure, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
I think
my kids might have one.
Our entire.
it's the most incredible.
My daughter went as you for Halloween.
Stop
no
it.
No way.
Yes. You didn't tell me this.
Did I not?
Oh my gosh. Wait, we're doing a video for her. We'll have to call her. Please
show
me a photo.
You were already so sweet enough to already do a video.
Yeah, I was like,
her,
I feel like I've told you about his daughter.
I might have. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, the story, you know, after that, you guys know the rest of the story, but that it literally made my dreams come true.
The thing that's really special about you is we see tons of people come through here all the time, and that role is massive. Like you're mega star.
Thank you.
And you're
that's so weird.
Yeah. And you're so, so but you're not, you're humble and you're very like giving and gracious.
Thank you, T.
More than I've ever seen. And it's genuine. That's the thing. Like you're not just doing it because like, I have to do another video. It's like, oh, you're like literally oh, my daughter was you for Halloween. Let's make a video for her. Like, it's so genuinely. Yes, and that's what I said too. Like, Sisney, our co-host on the morning show, her niece loves you too. And she's like, I was going to ask her to do a video when she came off the Super Bowl. I was like, Sophia would totally do it. Like, that's who she is. Yeah. Like, and that's, I want everybody listening. I'm like, I want to support you so much. And I want you to go so far in your career because you not only deserve it and you're very talented, but because you realize, like, what you have is, you don't take it for granted, and you're so, you just have such a beautiful heart. And I think, like, who wouldn't want somebody like you to have a big platform and just have it keep growing?
Thank you, T.
So everybody that's listening, we want you to see Descendants. We want you to watch The Perfectionist. We want you to download all the music.
Exactly.
That's Brooklyn as you. I guess the younger one was you.
Oh, my gosh. Right. The blue hair and everything.
But they went as a group costume.
They went all out.
Because they get along so well.
That is so. Yeah, they do. My Mal and Evie. I love
Mal and
it.
Evie.
That's so cute.
That is so beautiful. That's so special. It's just the craziest thing.
It's such a great story. And not to make it about me, but my daughter, it reminds me of my daughter because she's obsessed with being on stage.
There
she's obsessed with performing and singing. And she plays piano and she does every musical that is offered to her, any chance to be on stage.
It's just who she is.
Yeah, it is. And so what advice do you have to kids like that? Because I'm sure they come up to you all the time and say, I want to be like you.
All the time. And it's I'm always so honored to hear that. And honestly, the truth is, and as cheesy as it sounds, it's just really never stop and never give up. And
well, that 200 auditions is a great.
200, yeah, at least 200. We probably could count them. But it's truly to never give up and to believe in yourself because no one will believe in yourself more than you do. And I would say to keep studying. I think going to school was a huge, huge, not only asset in my career, but also gave me such peace of mind as well, like in the audition process, knowing that I had that, you know, I could think of something else and go back and study for my midterms and not think, am I going to get the job? Because I feel that's when people, it starts to drive you a little bit crazy.
Was there a backup plan? I mean, you have this education,
UCLA. You know,
UCLA.
There was, in essence, there was the backup plan. Not that I would ever want to have a backup plan.
Of course.
Plan,
and some say you shouldn't have one because then that's what you'll end up doing.
Yeah, I never, you know, it was never something that I truly wanted to do. But if it came to that, I was prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say just to genuinely believe in yourself, to work harder than anyone else. And to dream, because I know it sounds, but anything truly is possible. And I would say stay close to your family as well through it all. I think that's my biggest blessing is the fact that I live with my sister. We're best friends. My mom is not only my mom, but she's also my head of management.
Yeah, that's your posse, is your mom and your sister.
My sister, because no one, you know, their only interest is my happiness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just the greatest blessing in the world.
It really is.
And you mentioned The Perfectionists. I want to make sure people know what that is. Because that's a big deal, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting.
Yeah. So, okay. So, if you're listening and you were obsessed with Pretty Little Liars.
Which, who isn't?
Yeah.
Present.
And that's, like, very much, like, our listeners are, like, obsessed with Pretty Little Liars. So, this is the spinoff of Pretty Little Liars. It's called The Perfectionists.
The Perfectionists.
And it premieres on
March 20th.
March 20th, which is coming up.
That's so soon.
We released the date last week. It's surreal. We were with Shay last night at the party. And, you know, Marlene King is an incredible woman who I've admired for many years. And, you know, she's the brains and the heart behind Pretty Little Liars. She created, directed, produced the show, and now she's created this show as well. It's called Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionists. And it is kind of it's a spinoff of the original series with two of the characters, Allison and Mona, which is, to me, still so crazy that whenever I'm in scenes with them, I'm like, what is life right now? But the original cast, they are so close and they adore Marlene and are so grateful for her so much that they've all been so supportive of the show. And like they all want to come on and do cameos and direct. And
that's cute.
Last night, Shay was like, I'm dying to see it. I'm going to watch it at Mar's office next week. Congrats. We're really excited. It's a big step.
Yeah. I think this is going to be like a major moment for you.
We hope so. We hope so.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
And this is, I guess, farther down the road. But I'm guessing you kind of plot out a career.
Yeah.
And you did the Disney thing, and now you're doing the Freeform thing. And do you think about transitioning out of that world and how you will accomplish that and what that entails?
Sure. You know, I don't know if it was the age that I started or whatever it was, but I felt like I haven't had to do too much transitioning, thank God. You know, I was 21 when I got Descendants, and I started putting out music at the same time as the Descendants movies came out. So I think people already saw me like in a different light. This Freeform show is definitely a great, to me, it felt like the perfect step, the perfect transition from the Descendants franchise, because it's older, it's more sophisticated, it's a little sexier. My role is really dark and almost traumatic. And, you know, the world of PLL, as you know, it was always kind of a dark world, but
very
the
dark,
world of our series is even darker. It's more sophisticated. So much
it's smart.
Happens. It's smart.
Yeah.
It's really smart. Like when we watched the pilot, someone said it felt like they were watching like a how to get away with murder type of a series. Mm-hmm. Like it's really smart and sophisticated. So as an actress, it's been really cool to transition into that. And you know, from this, I would love to continue to do movies and such. I'm attached to two projects right now, but it feels like the good transition from Descendants to this. And then, you know, this kind of opened the doors for more projects coming up.
Right. So that step is not a massive step.
Yeah.
That it's going to freak
it feels
people
like
out.
Exactly.
Or disappoint
feels,
people who expect a certain thing.
Absolutely.
From you.
It feels pretty natural.
That's great.
Yeah. It's
Do
exciting.
You get tired of talking about your sister?
I was
going to
say, can we just talk about, so my sister
no,
is my
okay.
personal
yeah, wait,
obsession.
We'll we will transition.
Can we just transition? Speaking of transitions.
We will transition after we talk about.
Oh. Tommy, oh, so
I know.
Good.
Thank you so it. Much. My amazing bra that I'm wearing right now. So Third Love uses data.
Wait. Talk about transitions.
Have you heard of Third Love?
I've signed up for them.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Okay, so this is great. Let me tell you why they're amazing. So,
they got me on Instagram and I signed up.
Okay. Let me tell you why they're good. So they use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. So they have more sizes than most other brands. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. So you skip the trip and you find your perfect fit with Third Love's online fit finder. You go and you just answer a couple questions and then you find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. If you don't love it, you can return it.
This is amazing.
Guys, I took the quiz.
I know.
I'm not kidding. It's
so
great.
I know. So I hate strapless bras, and I have a Third Love strapless bra, and I like mind wearing
it. I can get my email. I know I got a bra that would work perfect.
What do they ask you in the quiz if it's not too personal?
Oh, no. it's kind of ask you, like, in the bras you wear now, do the straps fall? Is
you know,
it
Mark.
Too tight?
Right, sure, I've been there.
Just the issues you currently have, mm-hmm. and then they fix them, and they tell you this bra is perfect for you.
That's so great.
So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off of their first order. So go to thirdlove.com/Becca right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off. Again, that's thirdlove.com/Becca. Shall we do Legacy Box?
Let's do it.
All right. Save your family films and photos from degrading or being lost forever. With Legacy Box, you can get organized and clean out your closet full of old camcorder tapes and aging film rolls.
All the Sophia tapes from all those shows, the talent shows in high school. Now you can digitize it.
So all you have to do is you send your Legacy Box, you fill it with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest professionally. They digitize your moments onto like a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD, whatever you want. It's easy to follow instructions and safety barcodes included for every item. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer for home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. So there's never been a better time to digitally preserve. Your memories. Visit legacybox.com today and get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. So go to legacybox.com/Becca to get 40% off of your first order. That's legacybox.com/Becca to save 40% off. One more time, legacybox.com/Becca.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Solid.
Okay,
now my favorite topic of all time. Oh, Jesus. For some reason, every single interview I have ends up about my sister.
But I'm never in it. So
no. I'm always like, doll, I spoke about you today and about Joey, who's our new baby and our new love child.
My new baby.
Yeah, my sister's new baby.
But Joey's we share him.
New dog.
A new
yeah,
dog.
Joey's
new
puppy.
I don't know these things. New puppy, okay.
He's my son.
We'll make sure we show you photos.
Actually, you know of this because I pitched it as a topic once for the morning show because I was like.
Did you really?
Yeah, when you were when you first got Joey and you were like, I'm going to pull my hair out. I don't know what
to
do.
Oh, my God. I called Tanya
sobbing.
I can't do that. Like, a dog is a child. I don't have kids, but I'm assuming it's
puppies
the same
are a
thing.
Lot.
Puppies are a lot.
It's a lot.
And I wasn't in town at the time. I was shooting.
Yeah, she was shooting Descendants 3,
yeah.
And I got a dog, which I've been wanting one for years. And I was dying.
Because it's like a baby, but on four legs and can
and
can
pees everywhere
and pee and
chew.
Little Joey is a handful.
She wasn't having a dark moment, but we got through it.
Oh my gosh, now he's like.
I would FaceTime Tanya like sobbing.
Oh. But you've passed that.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It was like 3 days.
They were good. They're best friends.
Yeah.
He's my buddy.
But why don't we, let's talk about like everything. So first of all, you can't see her, but Pao is gorgeous.
She's stunning.
And she knows
But even more beautiful inside.
Inside, it's true. We're actually like the same person. So
we are.
We're both
cancers. Yeah, they're both cancers.
They're literally.
Cancer.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
This makes so much sense. I have so many cancers in my life, and there's something.
No,
I feel like you have your heart on your sleeve.
Yes.
It's the most beautiful thing.
That's
I mean, he literally
up.
Just died.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. It's the most beautiful. Like, I'm so grateful. Like, they're the best friends. I'm so grateful because you genuinely are like heart first.
Totally.
Think next.
But like we get hurt.
Which is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Not great
it's not
for
great
us.
For you guys.
Yeah, totally.
But it's great people around us.
Yeah, people around you. It's great. Yeah. So we have to kind of protect you guys sometimes.
Yeah.
But the thing that's really cool that I've been able to see you grow in is she's always had a passion for like beauty, and you want to eventually start your own beauty line.
Yeah.
And she's working with a girl now. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah. So I'm working with for a startup. It's called Tower 28 Beauty. It's an all clean, non-toxic makeup line, and it's incredible. I'm working. My boss, her name is Amy Liu. She's worked for Smashbox, Kate Somerville, Josie Maran.
She's,
like the epitome of girl boss. Is my boss.
Yeah.
And we're developing the brand. We're launching March 28th.
So soon.
So soon. We're gonna a little bit hectic right now, but it's been amazing. I'm learning so much, and hopefully one day I'll have my own line.
She's being humble, but she's the head of product development for the line. As well as multiple hats. She's like literally the right hand of the creator of the line. So it's basically my sister.
Yeah. And I don't really like, beauty's not my forte. Like, I don't
know
much about like makeup and
skin
routine. Yeah. Like, I will always ask Pao, like, is this a good product?
Is this good? What do we buy?
Yeah. Is this clean? What's not clean?
Yeah. No, it's so exciting to see her. Like, you know, it's a very rare thing to do what you love. Mm. I get to do what I love. You do what you love. And
I'm
seeing
doing it
her.
Now.
You know, growing up, there was one thing, she was always kind of consistent. She was obsessed with makeup, and she knew everything about every product, about every YouTuber.
I watched every YouTube video out there.
Everything. Yeah. Like the makeup that I do on myself, I learned what looks good on me through her. And now to see her developing a line, and she's so good at it. Like when I see her come home after like a long work day, she'll work till midnight. Like she's answering emails like a boss and doing all these things. Tests, she comes back with all the labs. I'm just like, I went to the lab today. We developed this product and this one. And I'm just like, it's so cool to see it. And like when I see like the packaging and
it's also exciting. It's you see everything like on paper in your mind to see it come to life. It's amazing.
Cool because you'll like get an idea. You'll be like, I just need to create the perfect.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what happened.
Like lashes. So she'll like put it in and like exactly like what you want it
what
to
you
be.
Want.
Yeah. So we're Isn't now cool? starting concealers potentially. And I'm like, I got this. I'm going to make our dream concealer.
Our dream concealer.
And it's awesome because you can literally create your dream product.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been amazing. And we're launching very soon. So go follow us on Instagram. Yeah.
Tower 28.
Tower 28 Beauty.
And then one day you're going to have your own.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
So Tanya was at Barry's boot camp the other day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm probably not allowed to ask Sophia this because it would make news, but are you seeing anybody, Paulina?
No.
Okay. All right.
DM me, guys.
I am. I'm in a faithful, committed relationship with my career.
Okay.
Yes!
All right. So.
Wait, hold
and
on.
Us.
So am I, but like, it's fine.
You liked her answer better than your answer.
And us.
Oh, yeah. With my sister, Tanya, and my career.
Yeah.
It's a very happy family.
So with Tanya, the pursuit continues.
Exactly.
Same.
The pursuit continues.
Wait, this is actually like so good because so I was at Barry's on Sunday before all the Globes, Grammy stuff.
Grammy stuff.
And there's this guy, and this is like so creepy, but I don't even care. I'm not going to say what treadmill he was on. Just
you
in
posted
case.
It on Instagram.
I did.
Treadmill 18.
You remember his? Oh my God. Tanya, how did I miss that? Treadmill? Treadmill 18, if you're listening.
I'm pretty sure I replied.
Treadmill
I was like, Tanya, why are you releasing information?
Treadmill 18.
Because I don't know his name. I know nothing about him, but I feel like we made eyes with each other. But if he totally could not.
Hold on. You literally posted to the smiley guy on Treadmill 18, thank you or something. I was like, Tanya, rad.
Shoot.
I love it. This is what makes her her.
Because I'm like, what if he is not single? That's what I'm trying to find out right now. So I called Barry's this morning.
No, you didn't.
No.
You do know people change treadmills, right?
So you were like,
he's not permanently on 18.
Can we track treadmill 18
no, but I would
from
say
last
from,
Sunday?
From this
from class,
this time. Don't say the time. I'd say this time on Sunday, who was on this treadmill, and is he single?
And they knew?
Did you actually call?
So yeah, I did. But the only, I only know one girl that works at the front desk, and she wasn't working today. She's in tomorrow. So I'm going to call back tomorrow while she's there and see if she'll give me like an inside scoop. So I'm not just going to ask some random person at the front desk. Like, hi, my name's Tanya. And you would totally do that. Oh, they would never tell me.
No, they would not.
But you would call, though.
Yeah, yeah. I did. I for sure called. But I need my girl. I need my hookup in there.
Meanwhile, on the radio tomorrow or Wednesday, we're probably going to go on and say, hey, if you're the guy from Treadmill 18, call us.
Call Tanya.
Well, it should be a hashtag, Treadmill 18.
Unless we find out. I just want to find out that he's single.
It's fine.
If he is, he'll just be like, sorry.
Treadmill 18.
And you're on Treadmill 12.
This sounds like a movie.
I was on Treadmill 12.
So you were six treadmills away.
Yeah. Also, in the middle of berries, it's so dark in there. You're like focused on running.
You have to be. You have to be aware at all times. Like that's the thing. You have to be aware because guess what? Okay, I always say this, and that always works because it blows people's minds because it's like amazing. So out of 100 guys in a room,
99 people don't believe in you.
Only one will.
Wow, that was good. Out of 100 guys in the room. How many of those 100 would you find attractive?
Probably zero.
Negative one.
Okay. Let's be generous. Let's be generous here.
Okay, fine. Five.
Let's say five. 5%? 10?
Okay.
No, 100 guys is a lot.
Yeah. Let's say 50.
How many?
50?
Half?
No, Tanya. Tanya, only you would find 50 attractive.
Can
we talk about Tanya's taste in men first?
Can we clarify that Tanya has the weirdest taste in guys?
Well, guys, we found the cute, like the guy
in the
elevator.
Even the guy in the elevator.
We saw his photo and we were like, oh, Tanya.
Alina's like, I see him all the time, and
he's
I'm
not
like,
cute.
Meanwhile, I'm like, hi. DM me.
There's a very specific taste. It's like very, it's like dark.
It's like the guy, sorry to all the guys out there, but every guy that no one likes, Tanya likes.
Every single one.
The other guys, too. Like, it's a big span.
It's about the personality, you guys.
Yeah, but you have to be attractive.
Amy!
Woo! We're talking about Tanya's bad taste in boys.
Yeah. Okay, but no, but listen. So, if there's 100 men in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I 40, 20.
20.
20.
Okay,
20.
20 of them attractive.
20. Let's go with
20. So, out of those 20 men that you find attractive, how many of them, personality-wise, would
if
you get
along
with?
If you're in L.A., zero.
Okay.
Oh,
if we're being
LA,
nice.
Negative.
If we're being nice.
A negative number.
If we're being nice.
They're blowing this whole plan of yours out of the water.
Okay, I know.
I need
sorry. Okay.
Play with somebody that's going to play
out of 20,
out of 20 five.
Okay, five.
Let's say five.
Out of those five.
Oh,
that's so nice.
T just got flowers.
She did so good.
These are going to go on my house. They match my house and they smell so nice. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Didn't we tell you we have a studio audience?
Oh.
Okay. I'm putting the flowers down for a
five
second.
Five is generous.
Okay.
I would think.
I agree.
Like borderline, like one.
Oh,
okay, sorry. Go five.
So out of
two.
Those five guys that you find attractive and you kind of like their personality, how many of them could you actually date for an extended
one.
Period? One. Zero. Exactly. So if you're meeting zero men.
You can also say how many of them are attracted to you, which is going to make it even smaller.
Because unfortunately, that is a thing.
You need somebody to ping the pong. Like you need both.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. It's a tango.
So I'm telling you, if you're only meeting zero men, like I tell Pao all the time, who's like scared to date.
Yeah, I am.
You're not doing yourself any favors because you need to meet hundreds of men. So when you're alert in the elevator at Barry's boot camp, I mean, I've gone through dozens.
Guys, but like every time I date, it's like a disaster.
But you got to do it more.
No, you know what I will say, Tanya, that I met this weekend
that
gave me hope in your case. Because I worry so much that her taste is so bad. You liked him and it didn't work out because he was getting married. But you nailed it. Wells Adams' brother.
Oh, yeah.
Was a great call.
Wells is a great, I don't know him, but he seems great.
Wells is great.
Wells is,
yeah. If you model after liking someone like that, you'll nail it.
Yeah. Right. There we go.
Thank you.
It is a struggle in Los Angeles, not going to lie.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, we need to be more like alert and just our everyday shenanigans.
Yes, I agree.
Like leave our number. Like who did I leave my number?
No,
with?
Don't do that.
Did you not watch
after
you?
Watching you on Lifetime? Oh, I am never giving anyone my number or my
guys. Also,
ever.
the day before I started watching you,
Jesus,
I went on a date with this guy.
Oh yeah, and it was the creepiest thing
ever.
And
he called me 70 times the next day.
Yeah, literally you on Lifetime. You, real life you.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, not left him. You on Netflix.
No, you on Netflix.
It was on both.
But it was on both, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but it, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's a numbers game.
Why don't you all head out to the Genesis Open? There's like 1 million.
I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
Oh my God. It's a golf tournament.
Oh no.
That is
what
you guys are.
We don't want a golfer.
What are you talking about? That is literally where every normal dude.
I don't hate it.
If they like golf, they must be boring.
No.
But hey, you know what? I'll take boring over an industry title. Actor,
no, but I don't want anyone
Amy,
in the industry
let's go.
Annoying.
When's that? We'll go with you.
Right now, it's all week long in Brentwood.
There we
it's
go.
It's literally happening
right
now.
That's right by our house.
I know. You guys don't understand. There's no
okay,
there's
fine.
No
will you take us?
There.
We're
yes.
going.
There's no
it.
Women there.
There's no women there because it's a golf tournament. It's all preppy.
Aren't they
dudes.
All married?
No.
Not all. Not all.
Not all. That's all we need. We need not all. That's what we're shooting for. Not all.
Not all. And it's like,
I can't.
In Brentwood, you just walk up there.
Totally. I'm down.
Walk
fine,
around.
Let's go.
Let's go
do
this
it.
Weekend.
We'll go this weekend. Is it on
and,
this
and
weekend?
Yes, but I recommend trying to go like Wednesday,
early?
Thursday.
Amy knows.
Less
Amy's
competition.
Done this before.
So I think it
Amy
starts
less
today.
Competition.
Today is the celebrity day.
Okay.
So I think like Thursday, Friday, you want to go earlier before like everyone's there. Because then you're going to get the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, remember that dinner we had at Nobu? Let's do this again, and then we'll go to the Genesis.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you guys, it's like.
I don't hate it.
That is it called the Genesis?
Should we dress the part and go in like golf outfits?
You can wear jeans. Wear jeans and a cute
I was envisioning
top.
That like a little
layers,
cute golf
don't
outfit.
Don't try too hard. Sweatshirts are the new cashmere.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cheers
true.
To that.
Okay, I don't hate it.
This is
no,
out.
I'm
down. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Down.
The three of you at the golf tournament would be. Oh my God, Mark,
wait, would we slay?
That would be like power.
Would we slay?
Would we slay?
Slay.
I slay. He slay.
But Tanya's thing is no more excuses. She doesn't like the whole Los Angeles excuse for not liking the guys you
no,
meet.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I agree.
Date.
Because
do you agree with us, though? LA sucks.
LA's amazing. I love LA.
No.
The city's great.
Yeah, but like, it's like, my guys
it's
suck everywhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but this city's particularly bad because everyone comes
because
here and they want
industry.
One thing.
They're very ego.
What do they want?
They want to be famous.
Fame. Any way they can get it.
I'll tell you who doesn't want fame. The guy in the elevator I met at your place.
No, he didn't. He's a doctor, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a doctor. I was like, wait, hey, I got a podcast for you, baby. Little do you know.
Tanya, I scrub in every week.
I can't.
Also, if I may, I'm going to get letters on this, but here's the other thing. In San Francisco, so like, let's say here, I mean, you're all beautiful, but let's say here, like, you guys might only be an 8. I'm sorry.
Amy.
LA, you're competing with Angelina Jolie.
Amy, you've been...
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
You're 10.5. Like,
I don't care.
Like off the charts. So that's the other thing, too. You got to get out of LA.
No chance.
I agree. Okay, so what am I?
I can't.
No, hold
chance,
on.
Because we're going to be 20s in
so,
our guys' eyes.
One of my best friends.
Bye. Infinity.
Wait, one of my best friend's stepdad, he goes, hey, so are you single? What's going on? I was like, no, man, but like, get me a guy. Like, introduce me to someone. And he was like, honestly, leave LA. Like, he literally said, he was like, you have to leave LA.
Well, here's the thing that I do also realize. You have to be a little more vocal for people to set you up.
No.
To set you up, yes, because a lot of people don't think. Like, they'll be like, oh, I have this great guy, but I don't know who to set him up with, or blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was your policy for a minute. Mm-hmm. Because of you and because of Dirty John, only setups from now
Dirty
on.
John yeah. is...
I didn't
want to
go. I didn't want to go rogue anymore because
we try to heal her back.
We
all
try.
The time. We're like
we
we're
really
her
try.
In. We're reining her in slowly but surely. We're like T, no.
We're like T, no.
T, don't do it.
No.
T, don't do it. She's like I met this guy at Whole Foods and I wanted to take. And
no.
I'm like, turn your head.
Hold on. The worst.
Whole Foods guy.
The worst one was Wilshire.
Wilshire.
She met
driving.
Wilshire guy through a window.
The thing is that we get the first text. We're like, so guys, I met this guy in the car next to me. And I'm like, Tanya, don't.
No.
Tanya, don't.
Literally.
Tanya,
they're like,
don't.
First text out. And they're like, no. And I'm like, I already gave him my number. And we talked for like an hour on the phone. I'm going to meet up with him tomorrow. So.
But she's so hopeful, and she'll be like, "This is no, I feel really good about this."
Yeah. I'm just like, "I'm just gonna do coffee. I'm just gonna do coffee first.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
gonna like go for a drink. We're just gonna ease and tiptoe the shallow end."
Mm-hmm. But what I do love about T is like, you feel like you know, in the dating thing, you kind of want to you want to play a game, right? Almost everyone's to play the game, the play you hard to get. But she's like,
"Oh no, she plays no
she's
game.
Plays no game.
None.
She's like, this
None.
Is me. I want to date you. I love you. Hello." But she's like, "This is who I am." And she's like, "Whoever's going to love me is going to love me."
She literally DM'd a guy last week.
I
like you. You're amazing. Like, do you want to go out?
Balls in your court.
Balls in your court.
Who is that guy? Do I know about that guy?
No, I can't remember.
I forgot who it was.
I forgot. Oh, yeah.
We're a little famous.
Yeah, we're going to skip
that. Yeah, we're going to skip the name. But
yeah, we're going to skip that one. but it's like the guy. Remember the guy that we're supposed to talk on the phone? It was like some setup. And then he goes, I said, I'm so sorry, I can't talk. And I said, because we were supposed to chat on the phone to get to know each other. And it was the Grey's Anatomy finale. And I was like, I'm so sorry, I can't. I'm watching the Grey's finale with my friend. We have a podcast. Like, I literally sent him like a page.
Oh, I remember this one, yes.
And crickets back.
Crickets.
All she had to say was, sorry, can't.
Right.
And she like explains it in an essay.
And Grey's Anatomy,
and
why she loves it.
I didn't think that I didn't want to get to know him.
But we adore you. Like, this is who you are.
And
this
unfortunately,
is going to make you so loved.
Guys don't like easy.
But Hillary and Brittany are friends.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
Hillary and Brittany, our friends, have a theory. When you're texting with a guy, ask no questions.
Zero.
And it literally makes them ugh.
Yeah.
I know you don't like to play the game, but playing the game always.
You can't flip it back. Answer their question and wait for them to ask you another one.
And also, how was your day? What time did you get up this morning? Did you have a celery?
Triple text, quadruple text.
Try not answering.
I know, but I do with you guys.
They will
text
you like 4 times.
Like, I'll literally be like, where are you? Why aren't
you? Yeah, but friendships is different.
She'd be like, do you not even miss me? I'm like, yes, I miss you so much.
Yeah, T's like, do you remember me?
She does that to me. It's been like a day. It's a radio show.
There you go. There you go. It's been a few hours. But this is why we love her.
Mark, you're more than a producer to me. We're like family.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I agree. On the topic of security and safety, guys and Dirty John.
Yes.
ADT.
Yes, this podcast is sponsored by ADT, which is Real Protection. So when it comes to something as important as your family safety, you need real protection with ADT. Real protection means not having to be your own 24/7 monitoring expert, because ADT has best-in-class monitoring professionals that are there for you at all times that you need them most. So real protection means the nation's number one smart home security provider is standing by you there for you when you need them. Real protection means having a safe and smart home with everything from video doorbells, surveillance cameras, smart locks, lights, carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, and a system custom designed to fit your lifestyle. Real protection means helping to keep you safe on the go, in the car, or when your kids are at school. I don't have kids, but I will have them someday because my husband is right around the corner.
yes, he is.
With our ADT Go app and SOS button. So no matter how you define safety for you, your family, or your business, ADT is there. ADT is real protection. So visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Again, that's visit ADT.com/podcast.
There we go. I need to give a couple of shout outs here. She slid into my DMs, did Katie
Ew.
Hoops. Katie Hoops slid into my DM and said, I would love it if Tanya could give me a birthday shout out. She is 25. She says, I'm the biggest fan, and all of my scrubbing in friends say I'm a total Tanya. I relate to her with dating, her faith, and her bubbly personality. I send myself flowers, and I am a modern woman.
Yes!
I met my two best friends from a scrubbing in meetup.
Aww.
Wait, what?
And yeah, they have meetups. How cute is that?
Stop it.
I know. Cute.
And I made my birthday outfit to match Tanya's from head to toe.
Oh,
isn't what did she wear?
Great. I didn't, I think it might have, I don't know. I'll
Where are you
show
finding
you
this? I don't have this in my notes.
No, she DM'd me this.
Her name's Katie?
Just in a couple of hours ago. Katie Hoops, happy
Katie
birthday.
Hoops. Katie Hoops, happy birthday to you. I don't think we can legally sing that song, but happy birthday.
I think we can now. I think it is now public
domain. Is it
domain.
Public domain?
Yes.
Wow.
It should be.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Katie. Happy birthday to you.
Can you invite us to your next scrubbing in meetup? Because really would love to go.
I went
crash
to
one.
I went to, well, it wasn't a meetup, but it was
the voting party.
Yeah, the voting party.
Should you surprise them? That would be so cool.
So I did at one. They had a meetup like at the beach day, and I surprised them all. And I brought Fekka, which is Becca's fake cardboard
cutout.
Yeah, I brought her with me because Becca was out of town.
I can't.
That was really fun. So I do pop into some of the meetups, but they have them all over the country. So
they have
a meetup in like Washington. They have them in San Diego.
There was one in Wisconsin they invited
Wisconsin.
Me to, yeah.
You have the best listeners.
They're the best.
Like, I met a few of them at the voting party and they were so sweet.
Beyond.
Modern woman. Just this is the kind of thing we love to applaud and encourage.
Yeah,
we heard about Kelly on the Facebook group. She's opening a small business in Washington. Sacramento. My apologies, Sacramento. It's a milkshake place and coffee shop. All the milkshakes are named after U.S. presidents. So you can all have Ulysses Grant, and I'll have a
That's
Jimmy
funny.
Carter or whatever. So we want to give her a shout out and follow her on Instagram at Milk House Shakes because she's trying to start her own business.
Oh, good for her.
Good for her.
Yes. That is not easy, let me tell you.
No, it's not.
That is amazing.
But it's a unique idea, and I hope it thrives.
Absolutely. I really hope it thrives. And what's her name?
Her name is Kelly Boyles.
Kelly Boyles. I'm actually going to write that down. I'm going to pray for her and your business because I will forget that because I am on no sleep.
And speaking of modern women, just to wrap up our note about dating. Yes, dating is great. Being with someone is great. But we're modern women.
You don't need no guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And here's the thing. This is where like I really feel like it's no discounts because my life is so full.
Absolutely.
Like, it really is. I have so much
You're
love
thriving
in my life.
In every aspect.
That you want a guy. If there is a guy that's going to come in, he's going to add to.
I was going
to
say that.
Absolutely.
I don't need to be doing the like. And I see so. And the crazy thing is I get so many messages from girls that are like, this guy did this. And it's like really not cool.
No. And I feel like we've been so used to. I don't know if society has taught women to just take it.
Yeah.
But we're in a point in time and that's not okay anymore. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Or not even take it, but like you need to be with somebody at all times.
Exactly. Or you need someone else to make you happy.
I was going
to
say, people say like he completes me. Which is that like annoys me so much.
It's like setting yourself up for failure because like we complete ourselves, our family, our
careers, just adding to
our happiness. Whoever that is will be in addition to, with or without, you'll be fantastic.
I can't even tell you how many people ask me, how are you so happy being alone?
Same.
Isn't that so crazy?
And I'm like,
you're like, I'm so happy.
But I'm not alone.
I don't feel alone either.
That's the crazy thing is I'm like, I'm really, really, truly not. And I think that's why, because everyone's like, why can't you find a guy? And I'm like, if I wanted to date somebody.
First of all, it's not your priority.
I could find a guy tomorrow if I wanted to just have somebody. But
it's called
like,
having standards.
I want someone that's really going to like challenge me and thrive with me and grow with me. And it's
someone
like, that's hard to find. It takes time.
I saw a great quote about this the other day. It's very simple. It's four words. It's going to be a Seacrest quote later this week. Spoiler alert. But the quote is, needing nothing attracts everything.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Isn't
literally
that good?
No truer words.
But that's, it's true.
Well, speaking of having standards, we have an email from an anonymous listener who says, my boyfriend is 25, I'm 22. We've been together for 5 years in March. I've always been on the fence with us, mostly because everyone always says I'm too good for him. He does a lot good for me. He's always been faithful, but I have caught him trying to look through my phone multiple times while I'm sleeping. If there's that much insecurity in a relationship, though he says he loves me, how do I go about breaking up with him? When this happens, I've got to move all my stuff, 4 hours away to my parents. I've got to quit my job 2 weeks before that, and who gets the dog?
Oh, that's rough. That's a whole life that you share together.
It is.
I just don't think people undermine.
But I don't think it's going to get better. Like, if she's having second doubts and these insecurities and she feels like she's, or her friends say that she deserves better, that's only going to get progressively worse as time goes on. Obviously, it's a rough Band-Aid to, what's the saying?
Rip off.
But
what were you going to say, Pao?
I was going to say that I feel like you should really only start a life with, once you're like married or like committed, I feel like it's harder when you're like only dating and you're so young. Nothing against that, but
to have like a dog together.
Yeah,
and stuff,
like get a dog and an apartment.
It does make things harder.
It makes it harder. Like the breakup, it makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
That's tough.
But it's got to happen.
Yeah.
And I think you worry about the rest of it afterwards. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you wait. If you're going to break up somebody,
just
why
don't
wait?
Don't
why
wait?
It It'll only get
Why
worse.
Live a lie for a day,
and
a week, a month?
I like honesty is the best policy because also like, if you're going to lie about wanting to break up with somebody, then that's not going to do anybody any justice. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he feels
You always know.
Be honest, girl. We got you.
We got you. Yeah, we're here scrubbing. Mm-hmm.
This is a Grey's Anatomy email. Are you Grey's Anatomy fans?
Oh, beyond.
Okay, good.
You're newly.
I'm newly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's probably not caught up on this one.
This is, she takes issue with a point Tanya made recently from another anonymous. I don't know why this is anonymous, but okay. DeLuca is everything I didn't know I needed in my life. He is the new McDreamy.
Yes.
Link is the worst. I would rather have Mare be incestuous with Alex than have her with Link. I hate when Tanya says this.
Agreed.
DeLuca just has Derek vibes. He says things Derek would have said and is just so passionate. I could literally cry. I'm so in love with him.
I have a lot to say about this.
Big Grace fan.
Okay. DeLuca is everything. Link needs to get out of there.
Oh, no.
Tanya.
DeLuca's like in his prime. Like he is like about to have his career. He can't.
But Link is annoying.
No, he's like almost like he's lived a full life. Like he like lives life to the fullest. Because
okay, I will say, I don't love DeLuca for Meredith.
Right.
But I love DeLuca. Like,
right. I love like DeLuca for you.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Please. Where are you?
Weeks? We're caught up.
No, I'm not. I can't comment. So you guys just go.
I can't comment.
But you saw last week's Pao.
I did see
and
last
you saw last
week.
Week's Tanya.
Like, kind of. I didn't love it.
I love that he's such a
until
fan.
The end. Until the end.
Okay.
Wait,
but
how did
but
it
here's
end?
My point. My point is that Mare was awful last week. She stood up Link.
Yeah.
She stood up.
Yeah, yeah. She
DeLuca.
Wasn't great. Yeah.
Like, you've got to communicate with these people.
Yeah.
You're the hero. She's but, the hero of the show. She can't be just treating guys like
but
this.
But she's been through a lot. What?
Been through
10
a lot.
Seasons?
She's been through it.
She's been through it. But
she's
are we happy
it.
That she ends up with DeLuca at the end of the episode? Sorry for the spoiler.
No, that's okay.
She's like way far above. Maybe yeah, like I'm like behind. Season
two. I low-key love her and Alex.
I do.
Me too.
Yes.
I want them to end up at the yeah. end together.
I think maybe that's the plan.
How do you think it
I
was?
Think so too.
Well, no, he's married to Joe. I mean, it'd be
no,
really...
No, but I do
Joe
love
Schmo.
Them.
That's true. And people die on that show constantly.
It's
so.
Like, I mean...
yeah. People move on. Yeah. That's her soul. We love you,
we
Joe.
Love you.
We love you. But Alex and Mare yeah. ending up together is everything.
Everything. Everything. Hey,
wait, is Alex...
Alex Karev.
The one who
wait,
like the
they're
player.
Together right
no,
now?
No, 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 no. He's married to someone else.
Wouldn't it be amazing if they ended up together at the end?
No, but she doesn't know
I'm
the show.
I'm so far back. Like, I'm still with him and Katherine Heigl.
Oh, jeez.
And never... I love them together. But she
no,
dies,
her
right?
and Denny.
Not
she,
dead. She's
no,
not
no,
dead.
No, she left. She got cancer, but she just left because she got fired.
Geez. Yeah, she's gone. Got Denny died. Still.
We did that quiz one time on the show. It's called Dead or Gone or something like that.
Yeah.
She's just gone.
You honestly never know because everyone dies. People leave.
Have they said anything about how many more seasons?
Two more.
And that's it? So
well, no, no. They haven't announced the end. But
Ellen's committed to two more.
Yeah, she's committed to two more.
Is this the longest running show on television?
It's funny you should say that. On February 28th, it becomes the longest medical drama in television history.
Oh, yeah, because wow. something was 22, right? What was 22?
But probably
MASH or something?
Oh, there's a Gunsmoke. Like, if you go way back.
Is that
plus,
a
even The Simpsons is ahead of them.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
But that's animation. That's different.
That's true. That's different.
Yeah, technicalities. I love a technicality.
We need to thank some people, and then we got to let these two out of here.
No! No!
I know, it's so fun.
Can we do this every week?
Yeah.
I will happily come every week.
Open Fit. Get full access to Open Fit. All the workouts and nutrition information, totally free. All you have to do is text Becca to 303030. Just go to 303030 and text.
Becca!
Find Sleep Number at one of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/Becca.
Becca.
Oh, that was like
that was a good one.
Like echoey. Find your perfect fitting bra at Third Love and get 15% off your first purchase at thirdlove.com/Becca.
Do it.
Legacy Box. Get 40% off your first order at legacybox.com/Becca. And this one, it's podcast. Okay?
Oh,
for podcast. This last one, it's going to be podcast.
It's not
going
to sing the same.
Learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you at ADT.com/podcast. Okay, I enjoyed that as well.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Again, I want to plug all the things. So Descendants 3.
Yes.
Can you say, what can you say about that?
Honestly, I can't say much. I know it comes out.
Guys, it's really good.
This year. We haven't seen it yet, but we're really excited about it.
The trailer is imminent.
Okay.
Imminent.
Pretty Little Liars.
And I have blue hair.
Pretty
but that's
Little
not much
Liars
of a spoiler.
The Perfectionist.
Comes out March 20th on Freeform.
Okay. What else? Music.
Working on music. Literally this, I'll be here for a month recording and writing music. So, and I have a few things I want to play for you.
Great. This is great. Paulina?
Tower 28 Beauty, March 28th.
Yes.
Great. It was so fun having you guys.
I love you.
I'm so honored to scrub in.
We have
like a sign-off thing.
We have a sign-off thing. And then are we going to go to lunch after this?
Yes. Yeah, let's go to lunch.
I'm so hungry.
Okay. I'm starving.
Okay, I haven't slept yet in 24 hours.
More than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Considerably more than that.
Considerably more.
Yeah, I woke up at
it's almost
6 a.m. on Sunday and haven't slept
since. Past 30 hours.
Oh,
wow. That's me hallucinating.
Yeah.
T, just wait. 48. Just do it.
I'm surprised I read copy like pretty good.
Not bad, yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, who's calling Time of Death?
Who wants to call Time of Death?
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, Time of Death?
You just say the time.
The time of death.
The time of death is 12:28.
What do I do with my hands?
This is so exciting.
That's it.
Oh my God, we scrubbed in.